Heather Mullen, how long have you been working with the Rifle Animal Shelter?
I have been with Rifle Animal Shelter for almost 11 years.
What made you decide to work with the animal shelter?
I actually went to school to become a certified vet tech. And while I was going to school, I worked at another animal shelter. And after I graduated, I went and worked at a clinic. And I really just decided that my passion was with animals, homeless animals, and helping them and getting them into forever homes. A job opening came open at the Rifle Animal Shelter, and I applied for it, and I've got it, and I have worked there ever since.
The rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about the Rifle Animal Shelter and maybe how it differs from some of the other area shelters.
So I think the one big way our animal shelter differs from the other shelters is we offer community spay-neuter. And we run 4 days a week a low-cost vaccination clinic where citizens can call and make an appointment, and they can bring their animal in to receive a full set of vaccines or to be altered. And so I think that is one big way we're different from them. Another way we differ from them is, you know, we're smaller, so we try to really use our community as a resource. And a lot of our animals, especially our kittens, are in foster homes. And so we have a building, we have a facility, but we also work very closely with our fosters and our community businesses to help spotlight our animals.
What kind of vaccines do you offer for what kind of animals?
So we do vaccinations for dogs and cats. We offer a full set for both dogs and cats. Dogs is distemper, parvo combination, rabies, and a Bordetella vaccine. We also do a dewormer and can do heartworm testing and microchipping. And for cats, it's an FERCP combination, so distemper and leukemia. And then we do rabies vaccination and dewormer. We also offer FELV-FIV testing, which is leukemia, for community animals. Those are the common core vaccines that every animal should get yearly that we offer at the shelter.
Do you offer this for Rifle residents only?
No. No, we have actually people come from Basalt, Meeker, Montrose. So we have people come from everywhere to use our services.
Talk about your foster families.
A lot of our foster families are people with children that are doing it kind of like a learning experience for them. Our foster homes take dogs, cats, kittens, puppies home for a week till a full 8 weeks till they're old enough to be spayed and neutered and go into a forever home. We provide all the food. We provide litter for cats and kittens, any necessities they need. And the foster homes take them in. They treat them like their own animals. They talk to their friends, their coworkers, people at their church, anything like that, and try and help them find forever homes. And then they come back to the shelter and we spay and neuter them. And then if they have found them homes, they'll go directly back to their new home, or they will stay at the shelter and then be adopted out.
It sounds like your job is really kind of fun.
Yeah, it definitely is fun. You know, we see a lot of success stories. We see a lot of good things. You know, it's really neat to see people care so much. You know, when we put out a calling for dog food, our community members show up. When we, you know, we have an event, they come. People come to adopt animals. And then to hear, you know, to meet up with someone a couple of years later and they're like, you work at the Rifle Animal Shelter and I adopted this dog, and they have pictures on their phone. And that's really rewarding. And it's, you know, it's a great thing to see.
When is your next event?
So our next event is Laugh Your Tail Off, and it is October 14th. It includes dinner and a comedy show, a silent auction. We're almost completely sold out. We just have a couple tables left. People can either buy individual tickets or a corporate table.
Where is it?
It's in Rifle at the Grand River Hospital.
Laugh Your Tail Off.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a benefit for the animal shelter. You know, how many animals do you have there right now?
So right now I have about 30 animals.
That's a lot of animals. How long can animals stay there?
Our dogs usually are adopted out within 2 weeks, and our cats are usually adopted 3 to 4 weeks. So the animal stays until it gets a forever home, and you post them on Facebook and on Pet Finder to help them find a home faster. And, you know, our community shares those posts, and that gets the animal out to more a bigger audience. And so usually they don't stay very long.
Do you all euthanize animals that have been there a long time?
No, we do not.
Are there any kill shelters in the area that you know of?
I do not know of a shelter that euthanizes for space in Colorado.
Well, one last question, Heather Mullen. KDNK Radio is in the midst of its fall membership drive. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you think of public radio and how you think it might benefit the community.
I like listening to public radio. I enjoy it. I think it's informative, and I think it can benefit the members with keeping up on things that are going on in their community and around the world. And it can just help us all, you know, stay on track and hear about different discussions and different views and, you know, different nonprofits. So I think it's a great thing for our community.
Heather Mullen, director of the Rifle Animal Shelter. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks.